Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome on in. Joe Giglio Show Reaction Podcast. After an Eagles 29-21 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars in week four, that was ugly. I mean, that was an ugly win, but you need those over the course of the season. The weather totally impacted the game. Injuries totally impacted the game. And that was adversity. I mean, for the first time this season, really for the first time, the Eagles went down 7-0 to the Lions early in the first part of the first game of the season. This was the first time real adversity hit, down 14-0, everything going the opposite way for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts throws a pick six, one of his worst plays of the year. We'll get to more on Jalen Hurts. Actually, that was Jalen Hurts' worst play of the year. The pick six for the Lions, pick six for the Jaguars, and they're in the end zone, and they can't move the football, and there's injuries, and Mailata goes out, and Slay goes out, and it's like, oh no, this is going to be a disaster. And it's going to feel like that week we look back on and we kind of question everything that we thought about this football team. But the Eagles responded. I mean, to go with 29 unanswered points from the time they were down 14-0 on, I think this was a really impressive victory by the Eagles because everything went against them. It wasn't like they were rolling. And in a season that I think they're starting to have that feeling out there, it could be special, right? If it's a special season, there's going to have to be wins where things don't go your way and you still find a way to win the football game. The Eagles did that today. We'll get to all the nuance of it. Joe Giglio Show here. Download, subscribe, anywhere you get your podcast here for weekly reaction podcasts as soon as the game ends. But, you know, when you look at the box score of this game, you kind of dive deep into it. I mean, the Eagles, once again, dominated the football game in a lot of areas, 401 yards to 219. They had more yards per play. They had way more time of possession. They had less penalties. They had less turnovers by a lot, 5-1. In a game that was sloppy, the Eagles were able to overcome a bad start and figure it out and kind of play, not mistake-free, but they mitigated the problems. They mitigated the mistakes. Meanwhile, Jacksonville never could. Trevor Lawrence looked like he never played in the rain before. I mean, he really did. Jalen struggled in it. The ball wasn't coming out of his hand as well. I thought at one point in the middle of this game, Jalen banged up his ankle and he really didn't run as effectively after. I'm not sure. You know, we'll find out as this week goes on if anything comes out about that. You know, the play Jalen Hurts kind of just fell down, just slipped on the grass. So I'm not sure what was going on there. But really, the Eagles' ability, number one, to get after the quarterback. Number two, to limit their mistakes while the Jaguars just kept making them. That was the game. That's why they came back. That's why they won this football game. It's why they're the only undefeated team in the NFL. And I'm impressed with the way they did this today because I think this was an easy day to just say, oh, everything went wrong. You know, we had a bad problem early. We had injuries early. We had a pick six. Oh, let's put our heads down and we'll get them next week. It's a long season. They didn't do that. They still found a way to win this game. They covered the game, covered the number of 6.5 before the game. So let's talk about, you know, how this happened today. And really the number one thing I want to start with in terms of how they did this and where the credit goes, I believe it goes to Howie Roseman today. This was a Howie Roseman victory because the roster depth of the Eagles, I heard Jay Feely say it on the broadcast. It was Spiro Dides and Jay Feely on the broadcast today for CBS. And he said he thinks this is the best roster in the NFL, top to bottom. And you watch the game today and you factor in that they lost Jordan Mailata. You factor in that they lost Darius Slay. You factor in they didn't have Avante Maddox. And yet, despite that, I mean, without Avante Maddox, Christian Kirk did almost nothing. Until the fourth quarter when he caught that big pass down the field, Christian Kirk was invisible. Josiah Scott was out there. And yeah, there was a little, you know, choppiness early, missed assignment, first couple drives. But you watch that today. And over and over again, the Eagles' talent, their roster depth, their ability to figure it out came through. Jack Driscoll came in. I thought early Trayvon Walker beat him up, but he kind of held his own, and they reconfigured the game plan. Like, think about how good the Eagles are, that the first 3 weeks of the season, they were carried by Jalen Hurts. Today, Jalen Hurts, he had a big touchdown run, and I thought a couple nice throws on third down to kind of move the chains, but Jalen Hurts didn't play a very good game today. I mean, look at this as the worst passer rating of the season, no touchdown throws, an interception. I thought he threw behind receivers a couple times. The rain and wind were affecting him. There's no question. I think he may have been banged up on that ankle a little bit or something lower body because he wasn't running as effectively late in the game. So it was not a great day for Jalen Hurts, and yet the Eagles still put up 29 points. Yet the Eagles still win the football game. Their running game today was incredible. Their offensive line depth, Suo Peta had to come in because Isaac Seumalo went out. Jack Driscoll had to come in because they lost Jordan Mailata. And yet their running game was still dominant. It was kind of like a win they had last year. So now this season, we've seen them win like they did last year, and we've seen them win in ways this year that we didn't know that they could. You kind of hoped they could, but you didn't know. So through 4 weeks, it's a 4-0 team that has won in so many different ways. And right now, today, their strength was on the defensive side of the football. They were so good on that side, and so many players made star plays. James Bradbury, with kind of baiting Trevor Lawrence into that interception, that's a star player play. Hassan Reddick was really the first big addition of this offseason. That was a star player performance by Hassan Reddick all over the field today. Jordan Davis, I thought he had some of his best snaps as an Eagle so far. Howie Roseman went up to get him early in the draft. So it was like, this was the game. This was the day. And their leading receiver on a day where they didn't throw the ball particularly well was A.J. Brown. I mean, he made the plays. He kind of helped this passing game move more than I thought it would based on the weather, more than I thought it would based on everything going on in this game. So I think today, when you go through it and look and you really think about who the stars of this football game were for the Eagles, it was the Howie Roseman day, because his roster, the top to bottom 1 through 53 roster that he put together, that's how they won this football game. You go through, obviously, their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, a big Howie Roseman. That's kind of why this roster is what it is, because it's built around a young, cheap quarterback. I thought Miles Sanders today ran the football as well as I've ever seen him in the NFL. Career high in rushing yards, 27 carries for Miles Sanders. I didn't think Miles Sanders was capable of that. That was a remarkable kind of lean on me, I'm the workhorse performance by Miles Sanders that he has never shown in the NFL. Not one time in the NFL has he ever shown, put it on me. I can handle the load. I can run well deep into the game. Like, he had some explosive runs. He had a 35-yard day, but he also had those kind of grinded out runs today. Today, the Eagles ran it 50 times for 210 yards. Four touchdowns on the ground today. Four touchdowns on the ground. That is a crazy running day for the Philadelphia Eagles. They have 10 rushing touchdowns this season now, the most by any team in the first four games of a season since the 95 Cowboys. The 95 Cowboys. We're talking about Emmitt Smith, one of the greatest offensive lines in the history of pro football. That's the last time we've seen a team have this many rush touchdowns for the first four games. So we're watching a team that last week, in terms of the passing game out of empty, was compared by Dan Orlovsky to last year's Rams. You know, an elite passing game that won a Super Bowl. We also have that same team, same group, that now has the most rushing touchdowns through four games since the 95 Cowboys. This is a team that could beat you in so many ways, and it's why we're headed towards a great season here. Now, injuries, I have worry. I mean, I have absolute worry about the injuries we saw today. We'll see how serious they are throughout the week and whether those guys are ready, you know, for the Arizona game in Week 5. Mailata was on that sideline. They showed him trying to warm up, so seems to me that's probably not a serious one if he's trying to work his way back in the game. You know, we'll see. But this was a game where they got banged up. You know, Seumalo, he was hurt for, you know, the entire season last year, came back, got hurt again today, and Opeta had to come in. But just think about the roster today. Think about what they did. You know, from Hurts not having a great game, but winning despite that. You know, Miles Sanders having the best game probably in his career. Even the other runners that came in and made some plays today, in terms of the running game, you combined 7 carries, 38 yards and a touchdown for Gainwell and Trey Sermon. You know, Gainwell had 5 on 19. Trey Sermon, I liked what I saw to Trey Sermon. So Boston Scott down, Sermon in, boom, 2 for 19. I wouldn't mind seeing some more. I thought Dallas Goedert continued to show why he's the most explosive tight end in the NFL. 72% yards on five catches, 14.4 a catch, and he dropped one. He dropped a big one, so it could have been even more for Dallas Goedert, and it could have been a touchdown. I mean, they forced fumbles. They made plays all over the field in terms of defending passes. I thought Josiah Scott, after getting caught early, it seemed like, in the in the coverage and not really knowing where he was supposed to be, I thought he made a couple plays. Bradbury had an amazing play. And top to bottom, this defense just was good the whole game. And that Bradbury interception, wow. I mean, that's a veteran corner play by James Bradbury. Really veteran corner play to kind of bait Trevor Lawrence into that. And, you watch that Jaguars team today, and they got out to that big lead, and then it was all downhill for them until they scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter. It just shows you the difference in these two teams. You know, Jaguars are up and coming. The Eagles have arrived. I mean, this is a really good football team that – it's a 60-minute game for them. The Jaguars played about, 10-minute game, and then everything went the opposite way. And as much as I thought Jalen Hurts struggled today and the trouble throwing the football, I thought early, the first possession of the game, Jalen Hurts had the pick six. But before that, the play before that, there was a screen pass. I forget which receiver caught it. Maybe it was Goddard. But it was a screen pass to the left, a wide receiver screen, and he double-clutched it. And then you watch the interception, and it seemed like he double-clutched it. I never thought Jalen was comfortable throwing the football in the rain today. It just felt like Jalen was uncomfortable the entire game. His left tackle going out obviously didn't help. But so for as poor as I thought Jalen was compared to the level he had played at the first three games, think about how bad Trevor Lawrence was. Trevor Lawrence was bad today. He missed a guy wide open deep down the field. It should have been a touchdown when it was already 14-0. That could have broke the game open. He fumbled the ball left and right. He threw an interception to Bradbury that was a terrible interception because his eyes were on that player, on that target the entire time. So I think today was fun watching the two young quarterbacks in this game when they're bad or when they're having a tough day. I sometimes think, on their best day, we could fall in love with these quarterbacks. Well, how do you play when you're not on your best day? Can you win ugly? Can you manage the game? Can you get a team through even when you're struggling a little bit? And I thought after the interception on the first drive of the game, I thought Jalen Hurts did that. I'm sure there's throws and moments he'd rather have back. He was 16 to 25, 204 yards, no touchdowns throwing. He ran the one in. He had the interception, took two sacks, a 72.8 rating. I mean, this may be one of the worst statistical games of the year for him, and that's okay because in these conditions, I almost think you have to throw out the numbers and stats, like whatever. Can you get your team through the game and not lose the game for them? Can you not cough it up, throw it up the way Trevor Lawrence did with all those fumbles, and he did. I mean, Hurts had the one fumble, but that was on the snap where, it seemed like Kelsey snapped it before Hurts was ready. There was some miscommunication there, and it just kind of popped off his chest that he picked it up. That I don't really count that as a fumble. That's not like the kind of fumble like within the game, running the ball in the pocket, those kind of things that are going to kill you. So you add those things together, Jalen Hurts outplayed Trevor Lawrence even on Hurts' worst day of the season. Lawrence was bad today, 11 to 23, 174. He did throw two touchdowns, one pick. He took four sacks, and he had four fumbles, and he lost all four. I mean, that's terrible quarterback play. You can't lose four fumbles. I mean, you're going to give away the game to the other team. So Jalen Hurts did enough, and the run game took over. It's a microcosm today was like, all right, can they go back to winning the way they won last year if the game's ugly, if there's weather, if things are going bad, if there's injuries? And they did it. Last week they couldn't run the ball. It was kind of the least talked about thing last week against the Washington Commanders. They couldn't run it last week at all. Washington really shut them down. And I thought, I was like, all right, was that a one-week thing? No, it was, because today they ran it 50 times. It reminded me a little bit of the Saints game last year where they ran it like, close to 50 times, maybe more. And they just pounded it in the rain. The wind was whipping. It was it was kind of a wild day to play that game, and they got through it, and they won this game 29-21. But to back to the roster depth and how good they are, what Howie Roseman has put together in the last 2 years, the rebuild of the Eagles from where they were end of 2020 to now, it's amazing. It's amazing to watch them win a game, put up 29 points, win a game by a full score, have all the injuries they did, and after they got going, like they were down 14-0. That was ugly. But when they got going, you never doubted they were the better team. They outgained them by almost 200 yards. You never doubted they were the better team, even though they're on a backup left tackle, a backup left guard, down two starting corners. You never wondered about this game truly being in doubt because the different units of their team are strong. They're so strong up front. Hassan Reddick had his day today, and he was all over the place. You know, they're strong in the middle with T.J. Edwards and Kaiser White continue to make plays. Now I don't hear anyone calling for N'Kobe Dean. And in the secondary, despite being down those guys, I mean, I worried about that matchup. You know, man, no Avante Maddox. They have Christian Kirk out there. You didn't even hear Christian Kirk's name other than drops until late in the fourth quarter. So the strength of this defense was enormous today. And it just showed the depth they have there at every level. There's not a big weakness. So, yeah, a little weaker in the secondary day. That's all right. Front seven will make up for it. They did. And then in offense, all right, the quarterback's not throwing it as well in the rain. Maybe he got himself a little banged up with his ankle. I'm very curious to see what kind of news we get on that. Well, let's just run it. Let's just lean on our running game and run the ball 50 times, you know, down their throat over and over and over again. I thought Miles Sanders, what he was able to do today, really, he gets the game ball. Him and Hassan Reddick, the two best players on the field today for the Eagles, Hassan Reddick on the defensive side. And I thought Miles Sanders showed something today he had never done before. And that was, yeah, I mean, he's had 100-yard games. He's had, you know, bursts through the line where he gets 30, 35, 40 yards. We've seen that. We've seen it plenty for Miles Sanders in his career as an Eagle. But we have never seen Miles Sanders get the ball 27 times, run for that many yards, and basically say, lean on me. Like, I got you. I'll bring us home. I'll be the workhorse back that the Eagles haven't had in forever. I know he probably thinks he should be, could be, might be. But he's never shown he could do that. He's wilted in fourth quarters. He's not been a difference-making running back for almost his entire career. Today, he found a way to be a difference-making running back for the Philadelphia Eagles. So great game by Miles Sanders. Great game by Hassan Reddick. Eagles are 4-0. I want to look forward a little bit to week five in Arizona and just how long this winning streak can go for the Eagles. But first, I do want to hit one more thing here, where that was Nick Sirianni. And I do like, I would say 85-90% of the time, the aggressiveness by Nick Sirianni on fourth down decisions, I think is right. I think it's probably more of an organizational thing by the Eagles than it is, you know, solely Sirianni. But, you know, he's the one that's got to make that final call. He's on the field doing it. And I like it. And I think most of the time it puts the Eagles in a good position going for all those fourth downs. It gives them an advantage. It gives them a chance to almost mitigate when they're not good on third down. Like today, the Eagles were 4 of 15 on third down. That's not good. I mean, that's not good. We're not even at 33% today. That's pretty poor. But they're 3 for 5 on fourth down. And there were a couple plays where it felt like, you know, they had a 3rd and 6 or whatever, and it felt like they were preparing to go for it on fourth down. Like the play call on third down, almost, you know, it's like, all right, they're going to go for it on fourth down because that's a really conservative kind of, let's just get 3 or 4 and move on here on the fourth down play and go for that. So I'm good with it. I'm good with the, you know, most of the time five tries on fourth down. I'm usually good with Sirianni. I thought it was reckless that last fourth down try instead of going for the Jake Elliott field goal. Now, Jake Elliott had gotten banged up, but he had come on and made the field goal after he got banged up. 39 or so yarder. Yes, it's rainy, it's windy, but Elliott's a good kicker. He's kicked in elements before. He's kicked, you know, in Philadelphia for a long time. I thought that was reckless going for that. You know, Hurts throws it, I guess, a little high. A.J. Brown probably thinks he should have caught that ball. He almost did on the fourth down. And then the defense has to come back out there. It didn't matter. Right away, they strip sack Trevor Lawrence. Game over. They get the ball back, take the knees, and everyone goes home. But that was – I thought that was unnecessarily risky. It wasn't a 4th and 2. It wasn't a 4th and 3. It was a 4th and 6 to which you had a less than 40-yard field goal. And you're talking about a quarterback that's not throwing his best, a slippery, wet ball. I mean, think about – there's bad that could happen there. I mean, we watched the first, you know, possession of the game for the Eagles. – A throw got tipped up in the air because Hurts double clutched. Maybe it was wet. Maybe just whatever. I don't know why he double clutched it, but the ball got tipped up in the air. It was a pick six. It felt risky because you have to throw there. It's 4th and 6. If you're going for it, you have to throw the football. And it's not a 4th and 2, 4th and 3, where it's, you know, you have that run pass option. So the defense is on their heels. They know it's a pass coming. I still wonder. And I wonder from the second quarter on, did Jalen hurt himself when he fell down on that weird play where he just kind of collapsed to the ground when he slipped there? Because I wonder if the threat of his legs was as strong as it was, you know, in the first quarter of this game or last week or whatever. So I thought the options there were kind of limited for the Eagles, considering everything. It is rainy. It is wet. Hurts is not throwing the football well. It's hard to catch the ball. you know, a defense that had already been opportunistic, had been very opportunistic this year. I just thought it was a really aggressive and overly aggressive decision. And look, you go for the field goal. If you miss it, they still have to go like the length of the field. They still have to go and beat you, or they couldn't beat you. They still have to go all the way down the field and score the touchdown and the two-point conversion. It's not that much of a yard difference. It's really, he wanted to end the game there and not give them a chance. Ultimately, he gave them a chance. The game was going to be ended either way. That's what struck me. A made fourth and six, or the field goal goes in. The game ends either way. You either take the knees or you're up 11 and your defense goes back on the field. What about a minute to go? The game's going to end either way on a good. But I thought the bad, which is a pick six or a fumble or an interception, whatever, is the same as the bad on the missed field goal. It was a bizarre decision. I thought that one was overly aggressive, and I would like Sirianni to kind of walk that back in the future. That felt like it's unnecessarily aggressive from Nick Sirianni to try to close the game out. I like aggression most of the time. I think he has a good feel on that, and that's why the Eagles are scoring a lot of points. But that one was a little bit over the top. A big, big victory for the Eagles here. And the last thing, you know, that ovation for Doug Peterson, so well-deserved, so well-deserved. Doug Peterson was an enormous part of Eagles history. Great ovation. I'm glad it happened. CBS showed it as the game was coming on. That was important. That was important that happened. He deserved that. I was always a big Doug Peterson fan, and it was awesome. See, there was no doubt in my mind that was going to happen, and he would be well received. And he's doing a good job. Doug's doing a good job with a young Jaguars team that's got some pieces. Now, today wasn't their best day. I think it's a tough spot to kind of try to finish that game against a really good and really deep Eagles team. But they're on their way, and with the way the Colts have played, the Jaguars are, in my eyes, the favorite to win the AFC South. So we may get Doug hosting a playoff game early January down in Jacksonville. All right, quick look ahead here to week 5 as the Eagles remain the only undefeated team in the NFL, and now they head to Arizona, who I'm watching on the TV to the left of me here as I record this. Arizona in Carolina. Arizona's not a good football team. They may win today. I think they probably will win today. We'll see if I'm right on this by the time you listen. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Whether they win or lose to Carolina, they're either 2-2 or they're 1-3. They're not a good football team. They have missed DeAndre Hopkins so much. Among current starting quarterbacks heading into this week, Kyler Murray, the only one that had a yards per attempt lower this season, was Mitch Trubisky, and he was benched this afternoon for Kenny Pickett, so he's not even actually a starting quarterback. So the lowest yards per attempt in the league right now among starters belongs to Kyler Murray. He looks like he is lost out there. Aside from when he's running around and making the play with his athleticism, it's a bad football team. The Eagles will be favored next weekend. We'll see what the injuries are and how that affects things, but they should be favored. They opened up early look ahead as a 3.5-point road favorite in Arizona, and I expect the Eagles to go out there and win. I mean, the Eagles have given me no reason to believe that they're ready to lose a game. Even when they don't play their best football, they find a way to win. Even when it's not, you know, maybe the game plan. Like today, I think they probably pulled back on the passing game once they realized, like, uh-oh, we can't throw it as well. We already turned it over. Our left tackle went down. That's causing a lot of issues, you know, in pass protection. They said, okay, let's go. Let's go backwards here. Let's run the football, and let's win that way. And it's working for them. They can win every single way they have to. That is remarkable for a football team in the NFL. Most can't. I mean, I don't want to go overboard, but there's something about the way the Eagles have won, the way their defense has played excellent for 3 straight weeks and really consistently for 3 straight weeks, the way they rush the quarterback, have strengths at linebacker and the secondary, throw all that in, and with the way on offense they can beat you with the run game or the pass game. They are sound blocking both ways. Their quarterback, for the most part, does not turn the football over, and they make mostly sound decisions coaching-wise offensively and with aggression versus passive. That reminds me of the Patriots. Like, maybe not this current rendition of the Patriots, but it's Patriots-like. The Eagles are winning in a Patriots-like way, and that there may be no higher compliment. Like, I mean, Bill Belichick Patriots way. That's the way they're winning. We have to run it 40 times to beat you. We'll run it 40 times to beat you. We have to throw it 40 times to beat you. We'll do that. We'll do that. Our quarterback can run, or quarterback can throw. We can rush the quarterback. We could take it away. We're better in every area. We win turnover battle. Like, it's you know, situational stuff. For, you know, end of first half, they've been really good in terms of going into the half and kind of stealing that extra possession into the second half when they get the ball. They're winning situationally. They're winning in terms of analytically. They're winning toughness. It's all there right now for a 4-0 Eagles team, and they're winning like the Patriots used to. That excites me almost more than anything else. Big win today. Eagles are 4-0. We'll talk this week on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.